Today is Saturday, November 10th, 2018, and this...
You can get divorced anytime. Let's take a gondola ride at the Venetian.
No. We have to figure this out, no matter how long it takes.
Sure, absolutely. But first, let's all go to the Luxor and ride the Nile.
It's 5 Hundy by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast. Show number...
669.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 5 Hundy by Midnight. This is going to be an interesting show.
Yes, it is.
I've never done a show with a severe toothache before, but I'm going to tonight for our beloved listeners. And I'm hoping that it distracts me.
Yeah. I forgot to turn the air
thing off. I'll leave it on.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. So I'm having a root canal on Monday. And until then, I'm in severe pain.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Physical pain. Last week was emotional pain. This week is physical pain with some residual emotional pain. So,
Did one show teach you love and one show taught you patience and one show taught you pain?
Yes. What is that?
It's the new Ariana Grande song.
Wow.
It's been...
Oh, about her ex-boyfriends?
Yeah. It's been going around. People are putting some dank memes together, as the kids say.
Did the kids say that?
I think probably
not. This is going to be some show. I'm already feeling it. All right. So let's see. Let's start with our friends who support our show every week, every month, every day, every year through Patreon. This podcast is listener supported thanks to Patreon patrons, including Brian Anderson, James Cummings, Sam Scalise, Jenny Listness, Nick and Michelle Castle, Attica Prison, Michael Ambrust. Armbrust.
Sorry.
I think I probably already butchered a couple anyway. And Michael Schechter. Thank you all very much. We do appreciate the support of you and all of our Patreon patrons. If you're interested in knowing what this is about, you can support the show on a monthly basis. We throw some bonus content at you once in a while as a way of saying thank you.
We got some very good bonus content in the mail that we'll be distributing at some point.
To a few of our fine folks. 500, oops, no, it's not there. It's patreon.com/500. That is where you find all the details. I have to take drinks of water all the time because that soothes my pain. So I apologize for the sippy noises.
You don't apologize for sippy noises during other shows when you're taking beverages in.
I know. This is different.
You.
This is very different. Okay, yeah. So
I'm off my game. I don't even know what I'm saying right now, and I don't even have a toothache.
I have no game, so... My mouth feels all weird. I've put so many things in my mouth today.
So many strange things.
I'm just going to tell everybody, if you ever have a bad toothache and you decide, I'm going to go online and find some home remedies, none of them work.
Sorry.
Infuriating when the internet lies to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had clove oil and Listerine and...
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, none of it works.
Salt water.
Salt water helps a little bit.
Yeah, that's been the most effective so far.
Thanks for tuning into Dental Talk. All right. Before we get into Vegas news, want to mention, we want to thank so many people. We got a ton of really nice emails and direct messages and tweets about last week's show and about our friend Al from San Diego, and people who didn't even know him said it really affected them and touched them, and they were happy we did the show, even though it was kind of a rough one. So thank you for all the kind
messages.
A really cool thing to come out of this, a few of our friends and other listeners put together a GoFundMe fundraiser in honor of Al, and it raised it's over 4,000 right now. I think the goal was 2.
The goal was 2, and they hit that in, what, an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, so this is going to...
I think that's so great.
It's a cool tribute because there's going to be a paver at the Neon Museum that pays tribute to Al as a result of this. And then the extra money, in addition to what the paver fundraiser raised, the extra money from that is going to go to the Sign Restoration Fund. So that's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put a link in the show notes, and I'm going to leave it pinned to the top of the Facebook group for another few days. So if you want to contribute to that, you still can. And it's a nice thing. I was thinking about it. It's going to be really cool that people are going to go to the Neon Museum once this is up, and they're going to see this, and they're going to take pictures, and there will be this like lasting residual thing where people are posting pictures of that to Twitter and to our Facebook group. And
yeah.
It's a nice... Al would love that, I think.
He would. He was never a huge fan of pictures of himself, but I think he'd really enjoy this.
He was never a fan of Facebook either, but
yeah.
We're going to pay tribute to him there anyway. All right, so... that's the scoop. And then a bunch of people are traveling from parts near and far to be at a memorial service next weekend for him in San Diego. So that's great, too. Nice to see. It speaks volumes for what Al meant to this Vegas thing of ours, this Vegas nerds thing of ours. And very heartwarming. Still hurts like hell, but heartwarming to see the outpouring for Al. So thanks to everybody who's contacted us and said some nice things. It really, really meant a lot to us this week. All right, we've got a lot of Vegas news. I feel weird with all these drinks, but I have to do it or else I just cannot function. So
do what you got to do.
All right, big story this week.
Have you thought about Tennessee honey? Because I've heard that cures a lot of things.
Funny you should say that. I did think about having some whiskey during the show, but I decided I'm probably going to take a Tylenol PM later.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided, maybe I better not do that. So you're stuck with me sipping water all night. All right. So there was another quarterly earnings conference call a couple days ago. We've been having a lot of those. And this one was from Wynn Las Vegas, or the Wynn Resorts, I guess, but the Wynn properties in Las Vegas are the ones that we care about. And during the call, Wynn CEO Matt Maddox announced that the plans for the Crystal Lagoon, which was replacing part of the golf course, has been scaled back yet again. Now, if you remember, when Steve Wynn first announced this a while back, he had crazy plans. And it feels even crazier as I was typing this out in my notes of the things that were included.
Yeah.
I'm like, this really was a nutty plan. So this big Crystal Lagoon lake with water sports, there was going to be a mountain in the middle, some sort of a show with King Kong scaling the mountain, nightly fireworks, zip lines over the lagoon to the mountain, a water parade that you could be part of, bumper cars adorned with LED lights, a boardwalk, a new hotel tower, and new convention space. Then after Steve left the company, it was scaled back. And it was going to not be a big public theme park. It was going to be more of a hotel amenity just for guests. And now it has been scaled back yet again to not existing. So here's what's happening. Wynn has hired Wynn Resorts has hired the golf course designer Tom Fazio. He originally designed that course to come in and design two new holes to replace the holes that were there before they tore it up to make the lagoon that's not going to happen.
My favorite was when Hunter posted on Twitter, Wynn golf course, undo.
Totally.
Control Z that thing.
It's a very unusual thing for something to be undone like this. The only part of the plans that are surviving are the convention space. They're going to have a new convention center or an added convention space next year. So that's like the least exciting, least interesting part of the plan. I have mixed feelings. This was always a nutty project.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like, it would have been really fun to see how weird it was. And we could use something kind of big and stupid and crazy. So I'm kind of bummed, but...
Yeah.
It never fit with Wynn.
But it never fit their image or brand or any, it just, yeah.
Very weird. The other thing that's strange about this is a lot of times when discussions of Vegas occur, especially when people are fretting about how things are changing, there are usually cries for, I wish they would bring back Westward Ho. You know, there's something ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Like, they're never going to bring that back.
Or Stardust. Stardust
is a big one, yeah. Nothing ever gets brought back.
Yeah.
Something is kind of being brought back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the golf course was mostly doomed, and all of a sudden, it's back.
It's back.
Or it's going to be back. So if you have, like, $400 to spend on a round of golf, you can enjoy that.
This is good news for you.
People are wondering if the Country Club restaurant is going to be coming back.
Hmm.
Because a lot of people enjoy that.
Yes, a lot of people were very fond of that.
So I don't know if it will or not. They have not announced that. But the plans call for focusing on the land across the street. The it was being called Wynn West or West Wynn or something like that.
It's only 100 feet across the street. We're going to connect with an air-conditioned umbilical hallway.
Oh, Steve, I kind of miss you. They're going to focus on that, but the problem is it's going to take 2 years of design and development where nothing is going to actually happen visibly. And then 2 years from now, they'll say, hey, we've got an idea for a new hotel, and here's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
So nothing too exciting for a while, but they're planning on developing that. And we're going to get a new convention center.
Hooray! Yay!
All right. So that's the deal.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I should be more talkative.
Yeah, if you want to chime in, I can take more.
But I have no...
My water's almost gone. I'm going to have to pause this fucker anyway.
I just feel like I'm not very verbose tonight.
It's okay. I'll continue about my ramble fest with or without pain. All right, another detail from Wynn that we just learned like an hour before hitting record on this. There's a new residency coming to Wynn. The person who told us, our friend Matthew in the UK, is probably going to want to skip this little
segment
teaser because he hates this gentleman's music. An angel, contemplate my fate. Do they know? That is the voice of Robbie Williams.
I love this song.
I do too. UK superstar.
I'm sure if I lived in the UK and heard it more than I did, I wouldn't probably love it as much.
Yeah, he never really hit here near. Well, he never really was a big hit here. A lot of people are going, who the hell is this? But in the UK, he's huge.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the boy band Take That,
Take That, and Party.
And then he went solo and had a big solo career and continues to.
Mm-hmm.
So Robbie Williams is, he announced today that he's going to be doing a residency at Wynn Las Vegas in March. Details have not been announced. They're going to be announced in the coming days. Sing it, Robbie. What if it's only like three shows? And then I'll be like, well, that's... Because we usually don't do residency chatter unless it's at least nine. That's my minimum. So if it's nine or more, we're going to talk about it next week. And if not...
And we'll play more songs?
We'll see. I'm loving angels instead. Matthew loves our show and he just quit listening forever. Sorry, Matthew.
Sorry, Matthew.
All right. So, yeah, details are going to be announced this week for about a Robbie Williams residency at Wynn. If you're a fan, keep an eye out for that. And like I said, we'll talk about it in the next show if it's nine shows or more. That's our line.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as a result of that line, we do avoid... Venetian has been on this kick where they have eight show residencies. But I, at some point, decided nine was the number.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stick with my own rule.
Has it been good or has it been bad that we've avoided talking about
those? We could have played Velcro Fly by ZZ Top on this show if we had set the number at eight.
Can you do the dance? Can you do the Velcro Fly?
It didn't really catch.
It did not really take on. It did not.
It didn't catch Velcro. All right, that's enough Robbie Williams. All right,
I remember a little bit of it. I remember there was...
It was the 80s. They tried to make all these dances. Like, it's a Walk Like an Egyptian. That was supposed to be a dance craze.
The worst song the Bangles did. And I love the Bangles.
And extremely racist when you think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving along. A few weeks ago, we discussed a show coming to the Venetian called Bat Out of Hell, the musical. It was slated for a couple weeks in December. The whole tour has been canceled, including those Venetian shows.
Dope.
Making this the latest Las Vegas show to get what we call Viva Veracruz'd, closing before it opens.
Mm-hmm.
So we hardly knew ye, Bat Out of Hell, the musical. Are you sad about this?
I'm indifferent.
Mm-hmm. You and the rest of the world, apparently. All right. Back in August, our friend Misnomer, remember him?
I do remember him.
I remember him because I talk to him almost every day. And he sent me a video of he was staying at Cosmo, and there was this on the Eiffel Tower at Paris. There's this little panel of lights flashing in different colors, and now we know what that is about. They have Paris, Las Vegas has received approval from Clark County to add new lighting to the tower. So I believe it's all the way up from the bottom to the top, or pretty much at least the most visible parts of it. So they'll be able to light it up in different colors and have flashing lights, and I don't know if they'll have like nightly
shows or something,
like the lame light show at the Grand Bazaar shops.
Oh God,
this would be more impressive because it's the Eiffel Tower. But does this bother you?
Or no,
me neither.
I think it's good. I think the more stuff like this Vegas has, the better.
Some people would say, but you're ruining the traditional look of the Eiffel Tower that we have come to know and love in Las Vegas by putting all these Christmas lights on it. Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think occasionally the real Eiffel Tower does some stuff where they put lights on it for special occasions.
And the Paris one, they always light it up in red for that.
Yeah, for that Beaujolais wine thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine. We'll see what it looks like. Hopefully it won't be too cheeseball, but yeah. I'm okay with it too.
And it's another photo opportunity. Oh, it's green today.
There you go.
It's kind of like, well, not as iconic as the Empire State Building, but the Empire State.
Ooh, iconic.
Yeah. I mean, the real Eiffel Tower is, but the miniature one is, it's a nice little tribute, but it's, yeah. Yeah, the Empire State Building changes its colors almost every day.
Sure.
Like they'll do National Something Day or whoever won the Super Bowl. I love
National Something Day.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do all kinds of stuff like that. So yeah, we can keep an eye on what they have in store at Paris for that new feature coming soon. There have been reports, we've been talking a lot about the business aspect of Las Vegas, as boring as that can be, but there have been reports, specifically in the New York Post this week, that MGM Resorts is exploring a merger or acquisition of Caesars Entertainment. This would be horrible.
Boo.
I know. I've decided if this happens, like, the earth will rip open and we'll all be swallowed up. This is like the
apocalypse.
There'll
be a giant hell mouth somewhere.
Well, yeah. Yes, there will be. And I don't know whether or not this is... It's definitely not good for...
Where would the hell mouth be in one of the Caesars or MGM properties?
On Jim Murren's butt. I imagine if this were to happen, there would be a lot of scrutiny from regulators, not only the national regulators with the SEC, but probably the Nevada gaming control people as well. So if something like this were to happen, there would probably have to be a couple other companies involved and maybe a sell-off of some of the properties, but I don't know. I hope this whole thing doesn't happen and that it's just
gross.
Nonsense. There's been a ton of talk about different companies being bought and sold lately. There's all this, it's a big thing right now. So I don't know. If that happens, if there are things that are bought and sold, I certainly hope that there's some new blood that comes into Las Vegas that maybe can bring a little more competition. But having those two companies, those two monstrosities combined would be horrible for tourists.
Yes. I think it'd be bad for locals, too.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be bad for consumers all around.
Nobody wins when those two run everything. And they already run a lot of stuff, but as one big thing without even competing against each other? No, not good. All right, we're getting a new, by we, I mean us, everyone, a new, I'm going to call it a beverage hub at Mandalay Bay. It's called Hazel Coffee Cocktail. It opens in early 2019 in the previous Orchid Lounge space. It is coffee shop by day, cocktail bar by night. This makes sense to me.
I think so.
No, we talked about something a while back that Art Bar at Downtown Grand was doing something kind of similar. During the day, they'd use the space for a coffee shop.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's kind of a similar thing, but on a grander scale. Mandalay Bay's space is quite a bit larger than Art Bar's, and it's more of a lounge space. There's a lot of couches and stuff. So it has kind of a coffee shop feel, but also works as...
So if you like sitting...
Which, you know, we're told that certain segments of...
Of the population.
Of the population enjoy sitting.
That. Yeah.
So... It's, yeah, I don't know. It's a good use of space.
Mm-hmm.
Have it
I
be
agree.
Active all the time.
Yeah.
I'm, I'm not a coffee drinker, but
we're all aware.
Have I mentioned that before?
Just a few times.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have a new place to buy coffee and hang out, and then you can just stay there all day and have coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And right to the cocktail bar thing.
Caffeined up, and then be ready to party all night when it turns into a lounge.
And who doesn't enjoy that? Also at Mandalay Bay, we just received word today that RM Seafood and Rick's Boiler Room have closed.
That's a bummer.
I know.
We didn't regularly go there, but we went there occasionally, and every time we went, we really enjoyed it.
I know. And, like, RM Seafood's been there for 14 years.
Whoa.
I know. Apparently, there was a disagreement over lease terms, and Rick Moonen said, forget it, we're out of here.
Hmm.
And he's going to focus on setting something up off-strip, according to reports in the Review Journal. So, yeah, that's a loss for Mandalay Bay. That was a good rest. Well, two restaurants, so... Boo.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to see that one go. Finally, in the news, there's a new happy hour. You found this one. You found a couple things this week. I appreciate it. Well, I've been dealing with my pain. You've been sleuthing for me. Triple George, downtown, across from Downtown Grand, has a new happy hour. And it's the drink specials are okay.
Yeah.
$5 well drinks, draft beer, house wines, mules, Patron margaritas, and bartender's choice martinis, but more noteworthy, 50% off of most appetizers.
And they have some tasty appetizers.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a decent option to maybe get instead of a full meal, just a light snack and a couple drinks, and you're in the area, Mondays through Fridays, 4 to 7, might be worth stopping by. I think we'll have to check this one out sometime. You can get all the details on the Triple George website. They have their menu on there, too. So that is effective immediately.
Yay.
All right. We've got some phone calls we're going to get to this week, starting with Mandy.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Mandy from Tacoma, calling with a trip report. I was in Vegas October 27th through 31st. I was tagging along because my boyfriend went to SEMA, and threw my usual spreadsheet itinerary out the window and decided to just wing it. And overall, it didn't go too bad. We hotel hopped a little bit just to save money. So our first night was at the Link, which I could normally take or leave. But I really love the VIP services area that they've had there in the past with free water and coffee and little mini cupcakes from Sprinkles. But that is gone. So they are dead to me. They did upgrade us to a king suite, which was all the way back in District 3. I guess they call their towers districts, way the hell in the back. The only cool thing about it, I guess, was that it had a working bathroom fan, which I don't think I've ever seen in a Vegas hotel room before. But
okay, I got to stop to talk about that.
Yeah. A couple things.
Yeah, first of all, districts.
Yeah, it sounds very much like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Very much so.
Yep.
Very post-apocalyptic.
Yes. Bathroom fan, eh? I mean, sometimes they have the really, really low-powered bathroom fan that goes on whenever you turn the lights on, but that doesn't really
do anything. That doesn't take care of what it needs to take care of, you know what I'm saying.
You need the fan with a separate switch that you turn on when you really need to... It's a fart fan. Let's just call it. It's the fart fan.
Or the poop fan.
Yeah. Don't Google fart fan because you're going to get a community of people who are really into farts.
I bet that exists.
I bet it does too. Well, that's interesting.
And it's different from the community of people who like to smell their own farts.
Is it?
I don't know. I think there's a community of people who smell their other people's farts.
If I was really into that, I'd probably have fartfan.com.
Why did we go that way?
I don't know. Aren't you glad you called, Mandy? Continuing on.
We're only there for the one night. We didn't even sit in the living room. So, meh. No reason to go back to the Link anymore. After that, we moved to the Signature at MGM Grand for a couple of nights. We had a My Vegas comp, and it was really nice. And they offered us an upgrade for $20 a night to their penthouse, which sounds really awesome, but it was just the exact same room on a high floor. So we had a little bit of a view of Topgolf, and that was pretty much it. But still, the Signature is nice. I would definitely stay there again. I spent a little bit of time by the pool, and it was a good base of operations for getting back and forth to SEMA. And then the last night we stayed at Planet Hollywood, which is always a solid choice, good location, lots of restaurants. I really like it there. I will call back with some food and whatnot reports.
I don't think fartfan.com is taken. How is that a possibility? I just searched it. It says server cannot be found.
Hmm.
I'm not going to. I've got enough stupid domains I don't need. All right. Thank you for that call.
Somebody's going to buy fartfan.com and redirect it to our site.
That would be fine. There have probably been worse things redirected to our site.
True.
That district thing has shook me up a little bit, too.
Yeah.
It has shaken me up a little bit. It's freaky. Like, it's like a... If it was,
it's different from the district at Cosmo. That's okay.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah.
And that involves delicious food, but something district 12...
It sounds
12.
Like they're going to be barrackses and there's...
Barrackses?
Barracks. Breakfast is and... I'm on...
Rations and...
Medication. Okay, let's move along.
Yeah.
We'll hear more from Mandy shortly.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is a first-time caller from Dave at Scratch Metalware in McKinney, Texas. Hope you guys are doing well. Enjoy the show. Went to Vegas a couple weeks ago for a guy's trip and was mostly craps players. And I had to tell you about one instance that we had that was very exciting. So we were downtown playing at the D, and we got in the habit of, if the point was an even number, we would throw two-way hard play bets out on the table to that point so we can have a little tip out there for the dealer as well as for ourselves. And Buddy Mark was throwing, point was eight, so we all, four of us, threw out a two-way hard eight bet, and Mark was able to hit it, so we parlayed it into a $10 bet, and lo and behold, he was able to hit it again, so that was nice. So we ended up getting our $90 each, and the dealers got $360. We let it ride, and a couple throws later, Mark threw another hard eight, so another $360 for the dealers. So in about 5 minutes, we got them $720 in tips from us. They were excited. They were running around the table, high-fiving us. It was a lot of fun. Girls were dancing up on the tables. It was chaos, and it was very enjoyable. So anyway, just had to share. Hope you guys are doing well. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That's what you want when you're playing craps. You want to be surrounded by your friends, and you want to all be celebrating together.
Mm-hmm.
And the dealers were in on it, too, which is fun.
A lively craps table is always fun.
It is very fun.
Yeah. He sent us some really cool...
I'm saying good luck charms. You could use them for keychains or anything, but yeah, check out Scratch Metalware online. Do it. Just Google it. He's got an Etsy shop. And does this really cool hand-cut coins with all kinds of different... Like, he has hundreds of different designs. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. And just really, really cool stuff. So check that out. We'll hear more from Dave shortly. In the meantime...
Tim and Michelle, Derek from Indianapolis. We are in Las Vegas in town while beautiful wife Lori is running the half marathon. We've been in town for about, 6 or 7 hours. We've done a lot of stuff. I don't remember what all we've done, but I know we drank all the drinks. We drank all the drinks. So, if you can consider this a trip report, we're drunk, and we're probably going to be drunk again tomorrow. I'll call back later. Bye.
All right. That's a fun call.
Yes.
I forgot the marathon is happening.
Ah, go marathoners, go.
Run. If you're listening to this while running, continue running faster in that direction, and then run more until you're told to stop running. That's my encouragement for this year.
All right.
That's the most I can muster up in the midst of a dental emergency. Oh, the things I do. All right. Do you appreciate the sacrifice?
I do.
Feeling very sorry for myself tonight.
Oh.
All right. Moving along to our next caller.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Abby from Columbus, Ohio. Long, long time listener, first time caller. I'm actually not in Vegas, but I just started your podcast completely over from the beginning. And I finished I just finished the episode where you guys ate the deep fried Twinkie. And I am in tears. My members. It is hysterical. Not only that, but just so many moments that you guys had from the beginning is so great. And I just wanted to tell you how much I love you guys and I love the podcast. I can't believe you've been doing it for as long as you've been doing it, and it's so successful and so great and so funny. So that's all. Hopefully I will make a trip to Las Vegas, and I will send my trip report's done. But in the meantime, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for such a nice call.
That was so nice.
Made my day.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, those old shows, I like cringe at the thought of some of them, but mm-hmm. I'm glad they're still bringing people some happiness. That was a particularly great episode.
That one was pretty fun.
We had all the drinks that night.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
And you had a manicure.
I had a manicure.
All right. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
How long have we been doing the show now? 13? 14?
14?
12? 10? Long time. All right. And here we are doing it again.
No, it'll be 14 in January, right?
I don't fucking know. I feel like I've been doing this for a long time. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not complaining. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Abby enjoyed it as well. Okay. Let's check in with Mandy again.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Mandy from Tacoma again. I'm so worried about going over that 3-minute limit that just breaking this up into multiple calls.
So much pressure.
There's just some random things that I hit up while I was killing time. During SEMA, I made it to Corduroy down in Fremont Street. We were there on a Sunday night, and it was completely dead, but really nice bartenders and cool vibe. We just sort of took over the back room that they have and hung out. I decided to go for a walk one day because why not? And I walked from the Signature to the Stratosphere and back just because I could. And I didn't do anything particularly interesting. I been working on collecting a $1 chip from every casino on the strip. So I stopped at Circus and the Stratosphere long enough to do that. And now I don't really care if I ever go back. I checked out the Burlesque Hall of Fame, which is over in the Arts District. And it's a lot of fun. It's a very small museum, but there's a guided tour and there's a lot of really great history and cool costumes. If you're into anything like that, I believe it's $15. I take it into the museum. And other than that, I just treated myself to a couple of nice meals while I was killing time. I went to Jose Andreas Tapas at the Aria, had the fancy deviled egg and their chicken croquettes, which were really great. I went to Chino Poblano, tried some of their dumplings, which, yeah, they were okay. But it was really relaxing and soothing just to watch the people there make tortillas. I swear I watched that woman make over 100 while I was sitting there, and it was just very chill and nice. Had some street tacos at Nacho Daddy, which were really great. The fried chicken at Tom's Urban, not bad. And then just used up a couple more My Vegas comps at Nine Fine Irishmen and the bar at Times Square, which we try and snag for every trip because they're solid choices, great people watching, decent food. I think that was pretty much all I had to report. I think I may go back to my spreadsheet itinerary just because that's who I am, but it was nice to just kind of wing it and wander around and just go wherever the mood took me. So thank you very much for all you do. Love the podcast. Bye.
All right, thanks for the calls, we appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I've said it before, sometimes it's nice to just shake up your routine once in a while. Mm-hmm. So that's cool that you did that.
Yeah,
sometimes we'll do that with just throwing in something random we wouldn't normally do, or we have pretty much made it a habit of trying to do something new, at least one new thing each trip.
Yeah, whether it's a restaurant or a show or
yeah,
whatever. Yeah.
So that's cool, yeah. Taking a different approach. Like Mandy mentioned at Chino Poblano, watching. Now, we usually sit on the other side. There's the two kitchens, yeah. And we've never sat on the tortilla side. We always sit on the dim sum side.
Right.
We'll have to try the tortilla side somewhere. I find it relaxing to watch the kitchen workers do their thing in any restaurant, pretty much, if they have seats facing the prep area. Carson Kitchen's another one that we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other place at Cosmo? We're served by Carrot Top.
Momofuku.
Yeah, we sat there and watched them. And I don't know, for some reason, I'd feel a different way if I worked at a restaurant, probably, but I'm interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like doing it myself, but watching them do it.
That's why I like sitting at the bar and watching mix cocktails.
Watching people do things that they're good at.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. So.
And you learn things.
Sometimes. Yeah. Thanks for the calls, Mandy. We do appreciate it. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is David Bartek from Scratch Metalware again in Texas. Just wanted to call. I forgot a couple of things earlier in my last call. We were there the weekend that the Nude Valley's lobby bar opened, and we spent a few hours there, and I have to say it was really, really nice. We were watching the Astros baseball game, playoff game there, and also watched the Cowboys. And not a lot of TVs. I think they only have two, maybe three TVs. So unless you can get your program on there, it may not be what you're wanting if you're going to be watching sports. But everything was beautiful. The chairs were really comfortable at the bar. The bartenders were great. The only thing was, because it was so new, every time I ordered a drink, it took about 15 minutes to get it because they were looking for the various ingredients required for said drink. So I'm sure that'll smooth out over time and won't be an issue. The other exciting thing that happened is I got my third hand pay on an Ultimate X machine. This was at Paris. Happened on the first night of the trip, so it was nice to jump ahead for the week. And got just a little over $2,000 on a nice little jackpot on Ultimate X. So that's always fun. So anyway, thought I'd share. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for calling us during your commute. I appreciate the reports. I've been wondering how Bally's Lobby Bar was. And yeah, thanks for that. All righty. Final call of the week. Let's check in with Eric again.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Eric from Indianapolis. Man, I haven't even started this morning yet. listen, I know I called in before, and while I don't exactly remember what I said, I do remember when I hung up the phone, my wife just looked at me and shook her head. So I can only assume that call went awesome.
It did.
But now I'm in a little more lucid state. I wanted to call in and mention a couple of places that we went to that we had never been to before. One was the Underground that the Mob Museum. It was awesome. Had a really easy time finding it based on the directions that one of you gave. But we went down there, had a drink, posted out from San Diego, and that was just awesome. I definitely recommend going there. And another new place we went that we hadn't been to before was the Beer Park. We went there yesterday afternoon, and I know the CNSC sucks. It just does. But the place I thought was actually pretty cool. It was kind of up off the strip, nice little view over everything going down below you, and they had some appetizers that were pretty good. We enjoyed them, had a couple of beers, and again, yeah, I know CNSC sucks, but if you're going to avoid a place here because it has a stupid fee, you're going to eventually have to stop coming to this city. So anyway, I wanted to mention those two things. Love the show. Got a couple more days here. May call back later. May not. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. Thanks for your calls, drunk and sober. We do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Beer Park.
I do too.
We've been there. I've been there a couple times.
I've been there once.
Yep.
And but I enjoyed it.
Exactly what he said. Nice view.
Yeah.
We haven't eaten anything there, but every time I've been there, I've seen appetizers and I've seen food coming out of the kitchen and gone like, well, that looks good. That's a mighty big plate of nachos. I could put that in my face, but it's been when we're not hungry. So might have to try some food there sometime. All right. Thank you for all the calls. We do appreciate everybody calling this week. Before we go and I resume focusing on my mouth pain, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
This show is helping a little bit.
Yeah. It's good to have a little bit of a distraction.
Yeah. We got some karma donations. Amanda with a karma donation for a week-long trip starting today. Running the marathon tomorrow with her cousin and then enjoying a week in Vegas for the first time in almost 4 years. That is awesome. Glad you're getting back there.
Yeah.
She's been binge listening. I hope that you're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Karen with a karma donation to just finish the half marathon without another injury.
Oh.
You can do better than that. You're not going to get injured and you're going to run your best time ever. Mm-hmm. Is that what people try to do in marathons?
Yeah, they try to beat their personal record.
As you can tell, I have nothing to do with a marathon. All right. And low winds. Oh, is wind a factor in running? I suppose it would be.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
All right. So thanks for the fun you bring your listeners every week. We know the show is a lot of work and we appreciate you both.
Thank you. That's
very nice. Thank you very much.
Do you think the smoke from some of the California fires would...
Yeah, you're breathing that shit. I'm sure it's not pleasant.
So I hope that isn't a factor.
Yeah. Tim said, thanks for the good karma in September. Broke my 2.5-year Royal Flush drought in Lake Tahoe. Everybody's running this fucking marathon. Mm-hmm. Running Vegas half marathon on Sunday. Also good karma for my friend Jim, who is coming out for his 50th on Friday through Thanksgiving. Great show. Catch you when we get back. Awesome. Happy birthday to your friend. Hope you have a good time in the marathon. Brenda from Delaware, karma donation for upcoming proper long weekend. Football, dice, absinthe, Golden Knights game. Keep up the Vegas goodness in your podcast. Let's burn this fucker down. I'm with you, Brenda. Good luck. Kick some ass. win all the money.
Yep.
Go Knights, all that. All right, Mike T., heading out for the half marathon, then sticking around for some well-earned debauchery. Said thank you both for the many years of entertainment. Well, you're welcome, and thank you for the support. And finally, Sergio, heading out today, as in today when we're recording this, for an impulsive three-day budget bender. Comped at the link and using My Vegas comps for Ka and Love, checking out Opium thanks to Gold Star, and also heading to the D for some Sigma Derby. Long live the ponies.
Awesome.
There's been some hand-wringing online about the Sigma Derby machine at MGM being off the casino floor.
Yeah. Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, somebody posted a link to the Sigma Derby Facebook group.
Yeah.
Woo.
They are
a little intense over there.
They're just a little concerned that they've taken
They're writing letters to Jim Murin about it. Poor Jim. It's the one time I felt sorry for Jim. Getting all these crazy letters from people who are obsessed with Sigma Derby.
He's a hero. He can handle it.
Yeah, I know. He's not going to open shit anyway.
Yeah.
Except for his hell mouth.
Oh.
All right. Let's get out of here. I'm out of water and my face hurts.
Oh. Well, thank you for everyone sending karma donations and such. Mm-hmm. And
thanks, you're all awesome.
I hope none of you are affected by the fires, but if you are, stay safe.
Good luck to you. All right, 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the email address. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, the voicemail line available to you anytime, day or night, 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.